You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin and Craig. We're inviting you to be with us in our broadcast today. We are opening our service with the Way of Truth singers singing for us, "I Believe He'd Go to Calvary for Me."
Try if you can to imagine that He died for me, though such love I can't understand. But I believe he'd go to Calvary for me, there to hang to his death on a tree. If I were the only one to redeem, I believe he'd go to Calvary for me. If I held the key to prosperity and the wealth of this world in my hand, I'd give all that if these eyes could be shown just a glimpse of his love for this man. But I believe he'd go to Calvary for me, there to hang to his death on a tree. If I were the only one I believe he'd go to Calvary for me. Yes, I believe he'd go to Calvary for me.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the privilege of presenting the gospel. We know that Paul said it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And I am thankful today that the gospel came my way. And I'm thankful that we have the privilege of presenting to this congregation today. We're trusting the Holy Spirit to use us, to use our service, to be a blessing to each one in our congregation. Souls might be touched, souls might be reached with the gospel of Christ. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, The Betrayal of Jesus. And our lesson text is taken out of Matthew chapter 26, verses 47 through 50. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Jesus met with various disappointments during his sojourn here on earth. When the three disciples fell asleep there in the garden, Jesus had told them to watch and to pray, but they fell asleep while he was agonizing before the throne of grace and prayer. He came back the second time, found them asleep again. And then the third time when he came back, he told them that they should arise. When Peter was cursing and swore that he never knew Jesus, was another occasion, doubtless, when Jesus was disappointed. He looked at Peter with a very tender, compassionate look, but he was doubtless disappointed in his disciple. And possibly one of the saddest moments was when Judas betrayed him. What led Judas to betray his Lord and Savior? How could one who had been a part of Jesus' ministry, saw his miracles, heard his teachings, come and betray him with a kiss? What about us? Who are Jesus' disciples today? Could we be led astray and betray him? Let us consider some of the things that led Judas astray. First of all, Jesus was betrayed by a close friend. Judas was no stranger to Jesus. He was not a Galilean like the others, but nevertheless, he had been with Jesus, and we are not told of the calling of Jesus, but he had been with Jesus for some time as one of the 12. He was not among those who were originally present, but he was chosen, and Jesus called him along with the others, and he gave them power to go out and to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to cast out devils. And Judas, I say, was one of the 12. Jesus was betrayed by a friend, and this was prophesied in Psalm 41:9. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, hath lifted up his heel against me. Judas allowed his friendship to wane. Yes, and so have many others. Therefore, we ourselves need to be on our guard, lest we let our friendship wane as well. Being close to Jesus is no guarantee that we cannot fail of the grace of God. Being his disciple is no assurance that we could not betray him. Now, I'm not accusing anyone. I'm just simply saying that we need to be careful ourselves, and we need to watch and pray that we not enter into temptation. So look at a number of congregations in Asia Minor, not just individuals, but congregations. The very first one there at Ephesus, we are told, left their first love, and therefore Jesus told them to repent. And we read where another one began allow false doctrine to come upon them or in their midst, Revelation chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. And then we read of another congregation that allowed Jezebel, who called herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols, Revelation 2 and 20. Now remember, these were congregations of the Church of God. They were at one time disciples of Christ, living faithful lives, but something happened that caused them to stray from that straight and narrow way. Become lukewarm. The last congregation, the Laodicean, became lukewarm. And Jesus said, because you are lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth, for I would have you hot or cold. There were or had been Church of God congregations, I say, that made up by individuals. But these were congregations that were straying, I say, from the straight and narrow way, although they were made up of individuals, and there were some faithful ones still there. But it is a warning to us today. Jesus was betrayed by a lover of money, and that is another thing that has tripped up many people. Money was a problem for Judas. He was one of the trusted disciples, so much so that he carried the bag. We would say he was the treasurer of the little group. So he became a lover of money, but he was a thief before he betrayed Christ. Yes, the Bible tells us this in John 12 and 6. So he had evidently been stealing money out of the bag even before he betrayed Christ. Now, the opportunity to make money was one of the reasons, not the only reason, but the opportunity to make money was one of the reasons Judas betrayed Jesus. Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you? That's Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 and 15. And we know that they agreed to pay him 30 pieces of silver. In fact, they paid him then. They paid him 30 pieces of silver. Money can be a problem for us as well as for Judah. The love of money is the root of all evil. The deceitfulness of riches can render us unfruitful. He also that receives seed among the thorns, Jesus tells us in the parable, he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 22. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, money is not evil. It's the love of money that is evil, which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So we read in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10. The Laodiceans that I referred to a few moments ago said they were rich. They were increased with goods, and they did not have any need of anything. But Jesus told them, you are wretched, you are miserable, you are poor and blind and naked. I charge thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. And he's using the word gold there to represent the truth. Material prosperity does not prove a congregation is spiritual. Just because they have a beautiful chapel and money in the bank does not mean that they are a spiritual people. It takes more than material prosperity to be spiritual. Jesus was betrayed by a show of affection. Yes, Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. He still pretended affection for Jesus, but Jesus noted the obvious contradiction. Judas' betrayer, Jesus said to Judas, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Luke chapter 22 and verse 48. A display of affection doesn't ensure faithfulness. This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 8. Many people are very emotional in their religion, and many people profess to love Christ while living after the things of the world and are seeking after material things rather than seeking after the kingdom of God, as we are told we are to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus was betrayed by a mistaken disciple. Judas seemed to have a mistaken idea, for he assumed that Jesus would get away from them, or he would keep them from arresting him and taking him. He appears this way because we read in the scriptures, then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? You see to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went out and hanged himself. So evidently, Satan had been successful in making Judas believe that he could betray him, get his money, and Jesus would deliver himself out of their hands, as he did there at Nazareth. And another time when he took up stones to stone him, he just went through the crowd. And doubtless Satan told Judas that Jesus could do the same thing and he would have his money. But it didn't work that way. When Judas saw that Jesus was not going to deliver himself, he went out and hanged himself after taking the money back to the high priest and the religious leaders there. Paul speaks of some building on gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Every man's work shall be tried by fire. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Paul speaks of a sincere Christian doing a work that is not really for God, even though he thinks it is. And that scripture that I referred to is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12, 13, and 14. Therefore, the need of being led by the Spirit of God and not be hungering and thirsting after the things of the world. We are told in Romans 8 and 14, therefore, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We're also told in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Satan used various things to get Judas to betray him and to betray Jesus, not just money. And let us remember, we are faced with attacks from the same devil. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. And we are told by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the church at Corinth that Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light. Yes, the devil himself appears as an angel of light, and his purpose is to deceive the very elect if possible. Therefore, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Our Father, we pray that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our congregation today. Make them a blessing to souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has been of benefit to you. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our web page address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly magazine there, and you can also listen to a previous broadcast again if you would like. And we invite you to be with us in our services, 20 minutes before 11 Sunday morning, 6 o'clock Sunday evening, Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
My name is in the book.